Books on Tape presents Foundation by Isaac Asimov, read by Scott Brick. Part 1. The Psychohistorians. Chapter 1. Harry Seldon. Born in the 11,988th year of the Galactic Era. Died 12,069. The dates are more commonly given in terms of the current foundational era as -79 to the year 1 FE. Born to middle-class parents on Helicon, Arcturus sector, where his father, in a legend of doubtful authenticity, was a tobacco grower in the hydroponic plants of the planet, he early showed amazing ability in mathematics. Anecdotes concerning his ability are innumerable, and some are contradictory. At the age of 2, he is said to have... Undoubtedly, his greatest contributions were in the field of psychohistory. Seldon found the field little more than a set of vague axioms. He left it a profound statistical science. The best existing authority we have for the details of his life is the biography written by Gal Dornick, who, as a young man, met Seldon 2 years before the great mathematician's death. The story of the meeting, Encyclopedia Galactica. All quotations from the Encyclopedia Galactica here reproduced are taken from the 116th edition, published in 1020 FE by the Encyclopedia Galactica Publishing Company, Terminus, with permission of the publishers. His name was Gal Dornick, and he was just a country boy who had never seen Trantor before. That is, not in real life. He had seen it many times on the Hyper Video, and occasionally in tremendous three-dimensional newscasts covering an imperial coronation or the opening of a galactic council. Even though he had lived all his life on the world of Synax, which circled a star at the edges of the blue drift, he was not cut off from civilization, you see. At that time, no place in the galaxy was. There were nearly 25 million inhabited planets in the galaxy then, and not one but owed allegiance to the Empire whose seat was on Trantor. It was the last half-century in which that could be said. To Gal, this trip was the undoubted climax of his young, scholarly life. He had been in space before, so that the trip, as a voyage and nothing more, meant little to him. To be sure, he had traveled previously only as far as Synax's only satellite in order to get the data on the mechanics of meteor driftage which he needed for his dissertation. But space travel was all one, whether one traveled 500,000 miles or as many light years. He had steeled himself just a little for the jump through hyperspace, a phenomenon one did not experience in simple interplanetary trips. The jump remained, and would probably remain forever, the only practical method of traveling between the stars. Travel through ordinary space could proceed at no rate more rapid than that of ordinary light, a bit of scientific knowledge that belonged among the few items known since the forgotten dawn of human history, and that would have meant years of travel between even the nearest of inhabited systems. Through hyperspace, that unimaginable region that was neither space nor time, matter nor energy, something nor nothing, one could traverse the length of the galaxy in the interval between 2 neighboring instants of time.